Watch, reopen Minnesota protester, I don't have income right now, it's not healthy for me to stay home. By Hannah Blow on May 14, 2020. An attendee of Thursday's reopen Minnesota protest outside of the governor's mansion said he does not have an income due to the extended shutdown orders and said it is time to allow Americans to make adult decisions, adding, it's not healthy for me to be at home. I'm here today because I believe we need to open up Minnesota. I believe it's safe for people to start working. We can make adult decisions, the attendee told Breitbart News, explaining that he does not trust the media's or government's reporting on coronavirus rallies and adding that the media has done a horrible job reporting on the health and economic crisis. They're not on the people's side, he said of the media. I'm not scared and don't think anybody else should be. If they are, stay home. If they're not, let's open up. If they need help, I'll help. Everybody's at a different level, he said, adding that mom-and-pop shops may need help to make their facilities safer. You got to let people know we'll help, he said, explaining that the shutdown has affected him personally. I need a job. I'm a bartender. I was working when this ended, he said, adding, if no one's opening, I don't get money. I don't have income right now. I went through my $1,200. I had money saved up, but that goes pretty fast. I was working before, so yeah. I want to start working, he continued. It's not healthy for me to stay home. Open up. We know, we're not going to play your political games, the protester said in a message to Governor Tim Walz, D. This is bigger than Gov. Walz and the next election, he added. This is changing the tide and freedoms in our county. Walz on Wednesday announced Stay Safe MN, which allows some aspects of the state's economy to reopen while keeping others shut down for the time being. Retail stores, for instance, can operate at a 50% capacity, but the order leaves restrictions on bars, restaurants, theaters, and hair salons in place. However, salons and restaurants could begin reopening as soon as June 1, the governor indicated. The order also allows individuals to gather in groups of 10 or less. The stay-at-home order is expiring and the dials are turning. But that doesn't mean we are carefree and can return to the way things were, Walz said. It means we have to stay safe, take care for our own health, and care for our neighbor, he added.